That's actually an excellent comparison, because even in the message, the example with Abraham, Abraham didn't even dare to ask, could you deliver Lot? He just said, if there are 10 people, save the city. And God accepted that. But there weren't 10. There was hardly even 2. He delivered Lot and his wife and his 2 daughters. But really, it was the only one righteous was Lot. We find that out. God had even more mercy than Abraham dared to ask him to exercise. All Abraham asked for was, could you spare the city? God couldn't spare the city, but he could deliver Lot. And I think that when we consider it's been suggested that it's extremely likely, I think we could say it's certain, that Jonah is the author of this book, and he lets God have the last word. We would have had thought, if we had had this experience ourselves and we were just retelling it, we might end the chapter with, and then Jonah did and what the Lord had said, and he learned his lesson, and he went on, and he was a wonderful prophet after that. We don't really know for sure whether Jonah's prophecy in 2 Kings 14 took place before this one or after this one. It's not certain, but whichever case, well, that's all we know of Jonah, is that reference in 2 Kings and then this. And he lets God have the last word in this book. He lets God's question just kind of hang in the air. Shouldn't there be pity? Shouldn't there be compassion? Even the cattle? Not a sparrow falls to the ground, but without our Heavenly Father knowing it, says the Lord Jesus in the Gospels. I think of the Apostle John. He, in his Gospel, the Gospel of John, he himself does not seem to appear in any of the events of the Gospel of John until chapter 13, which is the upper room, the night of the Lord's betrayal, where he starts to call himself the disciple that Jesus loved. But if we find things of the Apostle John in the other Gospels, he was a hard-minded man. He was one of the sons of thunder. He was one of the ones who said, look, we saw this one casting out demons in your name, and we told him to stop. He was one that said, this city of Samaritans didn't receive you. Let's call down fire on them. He was a hothead. He was very tough to deal with. But in the Gospel that he wrote, he leaves all of that out. It's almost as if he would say, I don't want to tell you what I was like before I realized that the Lord's love was towards me. Jonah, we have his story. We have his account. And I agree with what was suggested. I think he learned his lesson. He lets God make the point, and then he leaves it for us. And we might just assume that Jonah learned the lesson. God's compassion, God's mercy.
Grace of God. Is look how God now describes these people. It reminds me of these sins of ignorance. In the beginning of the book, there was this great city, and all their works were labeled by wickedness. When it comes to the end of the book, and he says, we're talking about the Nineveh that cannot discern between their right hand and their left hand. God looked at them in a sense of they lack discernment. He doesn't speak of them anymore, these wicked individuals and these godless and the violence and the corruption. But in the tenderness of his heart, he describes to Jonah that what they lacked was the lack of discernment. And how wonderful to see the tender words of the Lord himself. Again, it's a reminder of the tenderness and the grace of God that is acting toward men for his blessing. And God said it was a lack of discernment, because he brings them under the sins of ignorance, that is, sins can be forgiven, saved, delivered. And many of these people, no question in our mind, the number, we will see them one day in glory.
So God is in the business of recovery, because I think that this is what the whole story climaxes for us in the end. That Nineveh is a city that is spared because there is recovery. There is that which is there for God that he can put his eye upon, he can take account of. It's like in 1 Samuel 30, when David goes up to recover what had been taken in Ziklag. It says in the end, David recovered all. And I think that this is the character of things here. God is recovering things for himself.
Not only Nineveh, but Noah, Jonah. Jonah also was recovered. God deal with a big city. God deal with the individual that nobody would kind of wanted to put up with him. But again, every time you talk about Jonah, you talk about the Lord Jesus. That book that was criticized right and left by everybody, the Lord Jesus quoted in the New Testament, in twice in Matthew and once in Luke. And every word should be established in a mouth of two or three witnesses. A scripture record that this, the Lord Jesus himself said that the story of Jonah is true. And he brought that as an illustration concerning himself. He was from a city that is really very close to the city where Jonah came from. Gath Hepher is the north part of Nazareth. That's where the Lord Jesus came from. But what a difference between the two. One here have no mercy or compassion on anybody. The other one declare, Father forgive them. Because they are just like these people. They don't know the right hand from the left. Because they know not what they are doing. What a great example that we have in the person of the Lord Jesus. If we could look at Jonah and learn something from him, greater yet, we could look at the Lord Jesus and learn the love of God, the heart of God, the mercy of God, the righteousness of God in a perfect, balanced way in his glorious and precious person.